I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
concerns over a new variant of COVID called Omicron has health officials a little worried. Obviously, there have been other COVID variants before, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says this one seems to be spreading faster. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second is the football. Utes lead Colorado 14-3 in the second quarter. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have an accident, Redwood Road, 5700 South, but overall a very good drive in progress, especially on the freeways and I-15, both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Out of Sunshine 47, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 45 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A new variant, first identified in South Africa, now on the radar of global health officials, the World Health Organization's Maria Van Kerkhove giving it a name today.
We are announcing B11529 as a variant of concern named Omicron.
President Biden interrupted his holiday in Nantucket to issue travel restrictions for the affected country starting Monday, telling reporters,
I've decided that we're going to be cautious, make sure there's no travel to and from South Africa and six other countries in that region, and except for American citizens who are able to come back.
The new COVID concerns even spilling over onto Wall Street.
The Dow closing the shortened trading day down over 900 points, a worst day of the year. The slump result of the new variant as concerns begin ramping up globally. Oil prices fell 12% over worries that travel demand may go down. One bright side to that is lower oil prices result in lower gas prices, which have been so high. But airline stocks and travel stocks in general taking a big hit over worries about travel bans.
ABC's Alex Stone. A developing story out of Durham, North Carolina. Police say one person was shot at the South Point Mall and shoppers have been evacuated. The mall now closed for the day. The motive still unknown. On this Black Friday, shoppers are out across the country, and they're trying to navigate, of course, the new normal, all due to those supply chain issues. In Houston, Ashley Burke was out hunting in the Houston area earlier, saying it's not the normal Black Friday. Many stores limited their inventory, rolled out sales weeks ago. Cars.com editor-in-chief Jenny Newman says 43% of shoppers polled that they say that they're planning on buying a vehicle this Black Friday weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
Okay, the KSL in-depth now. And for those relying on visitors to fuel the economy this Thanksgiving, Utah tourism experts think it'll be a mixed bag. They say places like ski resorts might be less busy, but our national parks are hopping just as they are year-round.
We are actually to the point in Utah where everybody wants what we have all the time. Utahns want to get out and have amazing experiences in southern Utah, northern Utah. Our visitors from out of state want to get out there. And so Thanksgiving is actually a pretty busy time for us.
Vicki Varela is the managing director of the Utah Office of Tourism. She says 25,000 people are coming and going through Salt Lake International every day. As for ski resorts, they're back in an old, unwanted, familiar routine.
I think we all know that our winters have been starting later and more mild over the years. So this is a late ski season. There's just no way around it. And I think if we checked back over the last 10 years or so, we would see that that trend just keeps continuing.
Anna Lowridge with the Utah Office of Tourism says those who live in Utah have learned how to live with weather that doesn't cooperate with the holiday plans.
Utahns are accustomed to just pivoting to whatever experience makes the most sense given the weather. And so you can expect that people who might have been skiing this weekend are going to head south and have a Red Rock experience, perhaps in one of our 44 state parks, or if they plan carefully, and go early, they can also have a great experience in our national parks.
Yeah, about that. Arches had to close this morning because it was so crowded. They have since reopened. KSL News Time 3:20. It's time for traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Arches is busy. I suspect Ricky is not.
Actually, it is kind of quiet out there, so that's the good news. If you're out and about on this Black Friday, whether you're out to shop or just take a drive or coming back for the holiday weekend, Valley Freeway traffic is actually looking good. Now, we have had a report of possible trouble on southbound I-15 right around 9th South, but so far I'm not seeing anything in the camera that's going to slow you down. In fact, I'm not seeing any delays on any of the Valley freeways, including I-15, stretching between Ogden and Provo. So overall, it's a very good drive in progress. This November, you don't have to splurge to do that home renovation project for the holidays. Ogden's Flooring and Design has low prices on flooring and countertops through Black Friday. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast with Grant Lehman.
Partly cloudy skies today. Temperatures in the 40s. It's going to be about it, 47. Tomorrow, sunshine at 46, and then it warms up a little bit for Sunday, up 51 that day, and lots of sunshine. Hazy sunshine on Monday with a high of 51, and really more of the same for the rest of the week. Highs near 50 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 45 degrees.
And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. At Alice's Restaurant.
Jeff Kaplan. Only on KSL News Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year at Deseret Book. While the holiday season can make good things even better, we recognize it may also make life's challenges harder. Regardless of your personal circumstances this year, your friends at Deseret Book want to join you in rejoicing in the hope of the season and together find reasons to celebrate this time of year. Whether it's with one of our 300 nativities, a fun family game, a meaningful film or book, the coziest Christmas socks, or any number of many other Christmas traditions, we have worked hard to create and curate the product to help you bring a Christ-centered Christmas to those you love this year. Visit any Deseret Book location or DeseretBook.com and let us help you build peace and joy in your homes this season.
Bring a Christ-centered Christmas to those you love with help from Deseret Book.
Guys, the Big O Tires Black Friday sale is here. It's the biggest one of the year, and those savings are right now through the 29th at the end of this month. You got to take advantage of these huge savings. Buy three, get one free, yes, on select Mesa tires. Plus, $100 off instant savings on Cooper tires, $140 instant savings in Michelin tires. It's that time of year, Scott. You got to get ready for those winter tires. You got to get ready for the cold, man.
Yeah, you do. Did you know that the winter tires are made of a soft rubber compound that grips the road better in colder conditions? That's why it works so well. And, of course, you can get your free multi-point vehicle inspection to make sure your car is ready to handle whatever winter conditions there are. And Big O is more than just tires. They do total car care. That's right. So you can come in for your brakes, oil changes, alignments, shocks, struts, any of the fluids you need for your car, wiper blades, and so much more. Big O is, of course, locally owned and operated with over 42 locations across the state from Logan to Beaver. So go to Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Does your company offer health insurance to your employees? If so, how do you know if you're getting the best deal on employee benefits? Did you know that a benefit broker makes more money when you spend more? Brokers are not only incentivized to steer you to more expensive insurance plans, but the more quotes they get, the harder they have to work, and the less money they make. My name is Keith with Magellan and Linden. We're a different kind of benefits broker that offers a best plan, best price guarantee. We get insurance quotes from every insurance company every year. It forces insurance companies to compete for your business and offer the best deal possible. Here's what you do. Visit shopmyplan.com. We'll get you free quotes with no strings attached. If you like what you see, let's work together, and you'll get the best plan at the best price. If your benefits broker isn't getting quotes from every insurance company every year, you're probably paying too much. So visit shopmyplan.com today to get the best deal on employee health insurance. Go to shopmyplan.com today.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Central Bank. It was a rough day on Wall Street. The Dow tumbled 905 points to the downside. It's about 2.5%. The Dow ended the day at 34,899. The S&P 500 fell 106 points. That's down 2%. The NASDAQ was off 353 points on worries about this new coronavirus variant out of South Africa. KSL Drive's British car output fell 41% last month to its lowest October level since 1956. The lack of semiconductor chips across the world and a plant closure hit the sector. The fall reflected the global supply chain problems and Honda's permanent closure of its British factory in late July. Procter & Gamble is recalling 18 Old Spice and Secret spray deodorants. They're being recalled because the products may have benzene in them. That chemical can lead to blood cancers and other blood disorders. For the first time since 2017, retailers will open more stores this year than they close. The Wall Street Journal reports this is happening as the expense to attract new customers online is much cheaper, but physical stores have become more integral in filling the online orders that people make. Well, now that Thanksgiving is behind us, is it okay to put up the Christmas tree? What do you think? Well, according to an Axios survey of their readers, the answer is yes. Go right ahead. Even this afternoon, 55% of Axios readers said anytime after Thanksgiving is appropriate to put up the tree. But get this, 2% say you wait until less than a week before Christmas. Go figure. KSL News Time, 327.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.